to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterance. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the letter to Titus. We're beginning chapter 2 with verses 1 through 5. As for yourself, Titus, you must say what is consistent with sound doctrine, namely, that older men should be temperate, dignified, self-controlled, sound in faith, love, and endurance. Similarly, older women should be reverent in their behavior, not slanderers, not addicted to drink, teaching what is good, so that they may train younger women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled, chaste, good homemakers, under the control of their husbands, so that the word of God may not be discredited. Do you listen to sound doctrine and adamantly obey? Obviously, this is the word of God and the directions one must learn to pray. Remain dignified, letting not the world take your joy that we have each day, a family to call upon as well as friends who know how to obey, and live this obedience each day as we pray. This is asked of all people, men, women, and children alike. We must learn to teach each other how to life is lived in Christ, unafraid to speak openly of what saves each and every one. This is teaching good over evil, living self-controlled in His Word, grasping the practice we seek each day as a never-ending demeanor of loving Jesus over anything the world tries to forsake. Let's think of these for just a minute to obey. The lost, the lonely, the languished. The lost. Many are lost in addictions that will end your life in sin. Somehow we must recognize this and offer Christ as the power to overcome, and before they know it, they will be found and lost no more, seeking the lonely to share this divine as a way of life. The lonely. Those who are alone need our help just as much as anyone else, more so each day to help overcome the depression that causes us to shy away from living with others around. Yet, when we find them, they can overcome this loneliness without a frown by offering them to become a part of your community of Christ Jesus, the beginning, the end, to know His holy crown. To be alone is tough, and many are just a phone call away, something to think about as you pray each day. Your church has a directory that gives the numbers of those we can call and say, we are calling to say hi and offer a friendship to pray and talk to God together each day. Really, that's what it's all about, talking to God. Make that call and become a friend today so others will learn how to share the Jesus we pray. The languished. They are weakened by the feeling of being lost and lonely as one. Many times they live homeless without a person or a place to call home. You see, when they think of Jesus, they think of someone who is far away and forgotten. Yet when we talk to them, they will see Jesus in the heart of those who need the love, faith, and hope of being redeemed. They will see Jesus in your face, in your eyes of grace, that they will learn how to trust. Surely in the beginning you might hear them cuss, but as you let go and show how much in Christ do you trust, then we can help even the languished as they surrender to truly what's up. Ha! Jesus. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. You are eyewitnessed and testimonied by those who have seen you face to face. It is not a fallacy of someone who wants to try and create grace. That cannot happen. Prayers from my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. Julian's visiting us this week. We pray for him, especially as he comes to hang around Mamita and Papito. We pray for those who've said that we pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. And we pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others who are dealing with this war in Ukraine. As we continue to lift up in the Holy Spirit, we pray for the brothers in Kairos, the men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church and Jesus' precious blood by his name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fit. Living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Titus 1, and it's actually Titus 2. I don't know why I put 2-1 in there. It's just chapter 2, Titus 2, and its beginning comes with the title of a two-stanza poem, Temperate Be Men, Older Pray. Doctrine sound consistently say, Temperate be men older, pray. Faith sound controlled, dignified, obey. Endurance and love, reverence women older, okay. Drink addicted not, nor slanderers surely reverent. Good teachers to women younger, children and husbands love. Controlling themselves, homemakers of good husbands obedient. Discredit not God's word, obeying the Lord above. Amen. I am Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's June 8th, 2022. I'm recording a little later this morning at 7:58 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we're going to close today. We're running a little late, trying to get into the routine of hanging out with our grandson, who gets up pretty early in the morning. So I've been riding around, talking with him, and doing some different stuff as a grandpa. It's kind of cool. Papito. He calls me. And my wife's grandmother name is Mamita. So we love our grandchildren. Pray for those who have grandchildren each day in the direction of love, faith, and hope that gives us the ability to say that we are confident in our truth each day. Amen. To our good friends, John and Marie, God bless you guys as we close today at 8:43 in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for all things. We thank you for joining us as we say, God bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Jesus. Jesus.